Welcome back. Episode 57 of Zero Carb Journal. How about that, huh? Well, good morning, you guys. How are you guys? It's about 7, oh, a little 10 after. 10 after 7 on a Sunday morning here. Early January. Hope you guys are doing great. So here we are in 2019. I'm thinking that maybe there's a few of you out there who are watching or listening that are new to Zero Carb and Carnivory this month. Tends to be a time when a lot of people give it a try. So if you are new, welcome, and I hope it's going great for you. Let me know if I can help you. So hey gang, how's everyone else? Hope you guys are doing great. So this week, I had an awesome week, you guys. It was really good. I am back to work, as I told you last week. So I had, a good work week. I didn't work the whole week. I got stopped up a little bit in the middle of the week. Got ahead of them. So I worked, about 4 days. And you know what, you guys? That was enough. I was beat up, man. Yesterday, geez, I was tired. I my body was so sore. So I spent, the days I was working, I spent all day on my knees, underneath and twisted underneath the dashboard on metal out in 30-degree weather. And I'm not complaining. I actually was stoked to get back in there and get after it. But it's hard work. And I was beat up. I mean, it's funny how much it weighs. It tears me up. It's pretty profound every time I go back and remember. My wrists are sore, and I was just all twisted up, but it was good. It felt really good to get back in there. Great to hang out with the guys, enjoy the social aspect, as I always recognize when I'm in there. And more importantly, it just feels really good to be appreciated and useful. And as with most of the projects I get on, it's feeling really good. We're killing it. So super stoked to be back in there and making a difference. My customer, the owner of the boat shop, was really concerned about these projects, and he is really pleased. We're doing a bang up job, so that feels great. So it was a good week that way. No surf, no recreation really. I just kind of hung out. Boy, actually, I was super productive. I came home middle of the week, like I said. I got ahead of them. They were doing some gluing and chemical stuff inside the boat, and there was a lot of people, other contractors, hydraulics guys and stuff working, so I just cleared out and gave them some room. And I came home and I just banged out some stuff I've been meaning to do for a while. I did a new design, worked on some stove stuff, and just really productive, feeling really on it, and back in the swing of things. So from a zero carb perspective, I ate some steakin because of my stock up that from the video making, and I ate my burgers, and I think that's it. I haven't been to the store, and I haven't been out, so just keeping it really simple. It's interesting, isn't it? I sure can recognize now when I've gone sort of an extended period of eating my own homegrown food. I don't know if it's a grass-fed thing or if it's just that I'm getting consistent quality. I don't know what the deal is, but I definitely do feel more, I don't know how to say it. I just, there's less, feel more, there's less. You know what I'm saying, guys? I seem to have less twinges of symptoms that I get when I'm on, sort of eating stuff out there in the world from fast food restaurants and grocery stores and all that stuff. Not that I deteriorate or gets really bad. I seem to be more stable and solid and not have ups and downs in my, GI, discomfort or bathroom qualities, I guess you'd say, or whatever. I just am more stable and even when I eat, consistently, which I guess is probably to be expected. But anyways, it is interesting how much I noticed that. So it's not something I worry about. I think I can live just fine on either source of food. As I've shown in the past, I've gone a year from the grocery store when I didn't have my own food, you know, my own homegrown cows and sheep, and that was just fine. So it is just interesting how I notice it. And you know what else is interesting is that year that I ate all store-bought food, you know, I did. I felt great. And it really illustrated to me that I can do this without, you know, being too particular about my sourcing. And I may even get a chance to break away from raising my own animals. Now, I've been raising my own animals for, 15 years almost now, I think. And I love it. And I want it to always be part of my life. However, I might be ready for a break. I might just take a few years off. So I've been thinking lately, as you guys know, about traveling around or getting out. And I've been stuck here for a long, long time. And So this spring, as I'm heading into the spring, you know, normally I'd be fixing fences like crazy and all that stuff. And I'm sort of thinking maybe I'm not going to do that. Maybe I'm going to save that money and not put it into fences. And maybe I'm going to put the rest of the animals in the freezer over the summer and go into next winter trying to save some money and do some traveling. I'm not sure. But the reason I bring it up isn't really because it's about my decision of what I'm doing in the future, but it's really an interesting view on zero carb. You know, I, like I said, felt stuck here for so long. And then as I, decades ago, before I even knew I was sick, you know, I was so into producing all my own food because I thought it was mandatory for my health. And as I got farther into my path and feeling like I was sick, it seemed like that became more and more important. And so I got more and more sort of anchored to my way of life here. So yeah, it feels really good to have gone through this process over the last few years of finding out that that sure enough I can source food that makes me feel good. You know, not necessarily from home, but I can go out and eat on the road and all that. So yeah, it's just it's really freeing to feel like I can find sustenance anywhere, and it doesn't have a huge impact on my health, even though I was just saying I can notice when I get back to my stable diet, and I can. But as you guys know from my road trip, you know, I feel fine out there on the road too. So yeah, just sort of some thoughts. I'm going to check my fire while I, oh yeah, we still got a little fire. I kind of want to, stick a new log in there while I'm doing this. I wonder if it'll give you guys a show. I don't know if it will or not, but I'll do that. Maybe I got room for one more, huh? That one's pretty big. It'll go. Showed you the back of my head there, probably. So anyways, yeah, so let's see, 7:15. Oh, look at that, you guys. Can you see that? I have a beautiful sunrise this morning. It's been really clear. Mountain's been out. It's been gorgeous. Really hoping, a lot of times when the weather goes like that, the surf turns around. We've had stormy ocean for a few weeks now, but it looks like hopefully maybe we'll get some surf in the near future. Although it always tends to get really good on the days when I go back to work, like tomorrow. So, and that's fine. I don't mind. I'm happy to have work. It's just as rare as good surf. So let's see. New in January, new zero carbers. Hope you guys are doing good. You know, we talked a little bit last week about transitioning and getting here to zero carb. And I just like to reiterate, you know, that I hope you're doing well and that I know it can be really hard in the first weeks. And I'm just going to be here to encourage you to stay the course and to try and just get somewhere that you've never been before and get the perspective. You know, it may not be for you, but stick it out for 30 days and find out. You know, you really can't tell until you've gotten all the way there. So I know it can be tough. Maybe you're going through that phase where meat doesn't seem appetizing, just don't eat. You'll get hungry again and then you'll want meat again, I promise. Or maybe you're going through the phase where, you know, your body's telling you gotta have the banana or whatever it is, and just don't, you know, just wait. You'll get past it. It's only be a few hours. It's okay to feel a little discomfort for a little while, and you'll get past it, and maybe tomorrow you'll be ready for some more hamburgers. But hang in there, because things change dramatically, and you really don't know what it's like here until you've been here. So get here, and then go ahead and add your avocados back in a month if you feel like you need to. But I sure hope you give it a fair shot, because I do believe it's different here, and I do believe it takes a little work to get here. Always reminds me of Oh, like a C.S. Lewis book or something. I don't know if that's an accurate analogy, but you know, the line, the witch in wardrobe, like almost always, like you just can't believe what it's like on the other side of the of the mirror or whatever. So yeah, so anyways, guys, I'm sort of rambling. I don't have a whole lot to share. I've got my head all wrapped up in a boat in some complex electric over hydraulic steering and autopilots, and this whole thing's got steer-by-wire. It's one of the first new boats where we've got networked. The steering wheel's actually on a network, and the binnacle, the throttle controls are actually on a network, and it's running a huge jet, running off a big, giant diesel engine, and it's interesting. So I got my head all wrapped around that. So I haven't been thinking much about Zero Carb, and I haven't had any time to really catch up with the community, so I apologize for that. You know, I really haven't been paying too much attention to the latest books or writings or discussions. I haven't read any of Amber's latest stuff, and I'm feeling a little remiss. But, you know, I'm thinking about boats, and I'm thinking about surfing, and I'm thinking about traveling, and to be frank, I am much happier to have my head full of that stuff. You know, I spent the last few years, I mean, really studying in depth all this nutrition stuff, and I got a real good handle on it, and I'm not bored with it, but I feel like I know what I need to know now, and I do. I feel confident and comfortable in my choice here at Zero Carb, so I'm no longer needing that affirmation of those constant discussions. And yeah, I'm having a lot of fun thinking about other stuff. So it's mid-January, too, and it's feeling like we're heading into spring, although we're definitely not. But winter here has been warm and mild for the most part. It's 35 out right now, so not particularly warm, but it was like, gosh, it was like 50 most of this week. I mean, it was warm. And, yeah, I'm really looking forward to the longer days, more light, and doing more stuff outside, so... I don't know, guys. I think I'm going to cut it off now. Today will be a short one. Like I said, my head's just full of other things other than Zero Carb. And, you know, I guess I haven't talked to you much since we did Steak, and so I would, maybe we'll just go back really quick and just... I wish I could hear your responses. I hope someone's tried it. I would love to hear your, you know, I got some great comments, and you guys were also supportive. I know you could recognize in that I'm a little bit, a little apprehensive, I guess, about sharing. You know, I know that my methods, you know, I know people like the ribeyes rare or medium rare, and here I am turning it into black bacon. So I get a little bit self-conscious about the style of cooking that I prefer, because I do like to overcook my food, as per most people. My dad likes to make fun of me. That always makes me sensitive. He's been, you know, sort of abusively a teaser since we were little kids, and I realize now it really bothers me, so you can hear that a little bit when I say things like, when I refer to that, when I talk about my steak. And so at any rate, I am a little bit self-conscious when it comes to sharing my stuff, so I do hope that some of you got something out of it, and I appreciate all the support. I recognized in your comments a lot of kindness and understanding, and I really appreciate it. Thank you. So, yeah, so whatever. I was just thinking about sharing that with, that I had shared that with you recently. And yeah, that was fun. So anyways, I'm really rambling, you guys. Hey, I think I am going to go now. And I just want to thank you guys, as I always do. You know, you guys, this whole thing, look at me now, smiling and laughing. I mean, as weird as it is, I mean, I'm just sitting here talking to a camera, but I feel like we're really hanging out, and I feel like I really, you know, like our community is real. It's real to me. It means a lot to me, you guys, and this time that I spend every week reflecting and sharing with you guys and communicating, it really means a lot to me. I've come to realize, and it has done so much for me. So thank you so much. Thank you guys so much for your support and your constant comments and just for being along for this ride with me. And yeah, I really hope you guys are getting something out of it. And I really hope that you guys are moving forward, making progress, staying positive. You know, that's one of the biggest things this way of eating, this way of life has given me. And it's not without conscious effort, but, you know, I wake up every day and I say thank you. And I just say, this is going to be a great day. And something about this process, this journaling process, something about zero carb, something about all you folks out there, something about my path lately that makes me feel like I'm positive and I'm on a positive forward, you know, path, and I'm making progress. And can't thank you guys enough. You know, I spent so many years feeling like I was just stagnating, and I don't know what it is, but it feels really good. So thank you. So I hope you guys are staying positive, looking forward to some growth and some progress and making things better in your life. You know, make tomorrow better than today. That's the goal, right? Every day. So, yeah, hope you have a great one. Hope you have a great week. And let me know, you guys, if there's anything I can share with you or talk about, or help you with. And, cause you guys have done so much for me. So, okay, that's enough for now. So thanks as always, you guys, for listening and watching, and hope you have a great week, and I'll see you next week. All right. See ya.